Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The city of Moscow mourns after an attack on a concert hall left more than 100 people dead. Congress passed a large spending bill, and the number of measles cases is climbing in the U.S. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn. It's Monday, March 25th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number one, Russia observed a day of mourning yesterday after its worst terrorist attack in 20 years. On Friday night, gunmen opened fire at Crocus City Concert Hall and set it ablaze. At least 137 people were killed and another 182 were injured. The attack followed U.S. warnings earlier this month that extremists were targeting Russia's capital. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, and the U.S. says it had no reason to doubt that claim. Russian President Vladimir Putin has tried to link the attack to Ukraine, but he hasn't provided any evidence to back that up. Ukraine has denied any involvement. Last night, 4 men accused of carrying out the attack appeared in a Moscow court to face formal terrorism charges. Number two. Donald Trump faces a deadline today to pay a massive fraud penalty. Trump lost a civil fraud case in New York last month. He has until the end of the day to put up a bond of nearly $500 million. If he doesn't, New York State could start the process of seizing his assets. In February, a judge ruled that Trump, his two eldest sons, and two of his executives submitted false data to lenders and insurance companies to secure better deals. If the former president doesn't meet his deadline today, he could end up losing some of his New York properties. That includes assets like his 40 Wall Street office building and his Seven Springs estate in Westchester County. But that probably won't happen immediately. Trump has asked a court to put collection efforts on hold while he appeals the ruling, and legal experts say he has a chance of getting some type of relief from the court. Congress managed to prevent a government shutdown this weekend. That's number three. The Senate passed a $1.2 trillion spending package early on Saturday morning, hours after it was passed by the House. President Biden then signed it into law. The Senate's approval came after a 12:01 a.m. deadline, meaning some federal funding technically expired. But the White House did not declare a shutdown because the bill was well on its way to passing Congress. The spending package will fund most of the government until October. That means the threat of a shutdown will disappear, at least for a while. The bill also raises military pay and slashes U.S. funding for a U.N. agency that helps Palestinian refugees. Number four. Catherine, Princess of Wales, revealed she has cancer. In a video message Friday, Catherine said the cancer was found after she underwent abdominal surgery in January. She didn't say what type of cancer she has, but said she's in the early stages of chemotherapy.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment. My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy, and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery.
Catherine's update explained a lot. It was her first public address following months of speculation about her health. It also comes at a difficult time for the royal family. Catherine's father-in-law, King Charles, is also undergoing cancer treatment, but we don't know his exact diagnosis either. The number of U.S. measles cases this year has already surpassed 2023's total. That's number five. CDC data shows that at least 64 cases of measles had been recorded nationwide by late last week. In the whole of last year, a total of 58 cases were reported. This spike in cases isn't all that surprising to health experts. The U.S. rate of vaccinations against measles has fallen since 2019. That's being fueled by anti-vaccine movements and growing vaccine hesitancy. As cases start to rise, the CDC has urged parents to ensure their kids are up to date on their shots. Number 6. The men's March Madness Sweet 16 field is set. All four top seeds made it through the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, including Houston, which needed overtime yesterday to top Texas A&M. Next, the Cougars will take on Duke, which routed James Madison yesterday. On the women's side, Duke upset Ohio State yesterday, and Stanford beat Iowa State in overtime. The rest of the Sweet 16 will be settled today, and the schedule includes Caitlin Clark in Iowa facing West Virginia tonight. You can watch that game on ESPN. You can find links to both updated brackets in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. And at number 7, New York may soon scrap a law that makes it a crime to cheat on your spouse. Since 1907, New York's penal code has defined adultery as a misdemeanor punishable by up to 90 days in jail and a $500 fine. If you're in New York and you're listening to this, and this is worrying news for you, don't be too concerned. The law has only ever been enforced about a dozen times. But state lawmakers are now trying to get rid of the law. A bill is working its way through the state house to scrap it. The bill's sponsor, Assemblyman Charles Levine, said the old law is out of step with modern life. State lawmakers are expected to advance the bill, so one day soon, it could be perfectly legal to cheat on your spouse in New York. Just don't try to use that as an excuse if you get caught. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. If you like the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. Right now, a year's all-access pass is just $40. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. I'm Christina Quinn. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.